proclamation number 4899 dated the May 19th, 1950. Incarnation of Bangs of Light. Forerunner. I repeatedly convey the gospel to earth, and as you receive it from above it is pure and uncorrupted by human will. I know that this is necessary since untold people are no longer able to find me because they are no longer taught the truth. Therefore I have embodied myself in the spirit of those who want to serve me. The fact that they now receive the truth in its purest form is a necessity which was long recognized by my love and wisdom, which in itself prompts me to protect the recipient of truth from above against the influence of impure spirits, which want to confuse his thoughts and prevent the truth from being conveyed to him. Therefore, anyone who receives the gospel which I myself taught on earth and which my servants on earth are once again instructed to spread, can rest assured that he has the truth, that he, as my apostle in the last days, may instruct his fellow human beings without fear that error could enter his teaching. And in this knowledge he should approach all those who cross his path. He should consider himself as my representative and always stand up on my behalf of what he has received from me myself, and which will express itself as an inner feeling because it is pure truth. Many beings of light are presently embedded on earth because the immense spiritual hardship requires exceptional help which can only be provided by beings of light. Such souls of light are usually spiritual leaders, i.e., due to their way of life in accordance with my will they have a close relationship with me and thus are able to accept my instructions directly and pass them on to people. The degree of maturity of these light beings is such that a descent into the abyss is impossible, on account of which they always live in utmost humility and unselfishness and only try to bring my kingdom to people without wanting any benefit for themselves but to serve me and to help people. It is therefore possible for a being of light, sent to earth by me, to incarnate several times if people's spiritual low level necessitates it. But these incarnations are always in utter service to me until the end, for my will prevails in these beings as they had already submitted themselves to me voluntarily and cannot lose this degree of maturity on earth anymore. Inferior spirits will never be able to dominate such a soul embedded in a human being, and it will never succumb to their evil influences either. Hence, an already perfected spirit on earth will never be able to fall, that is to say, not achieve its mission. Such a mission can merely appear in people's opinion as having been interrupted as a result of a sudden recall into the spiritual kingdom or due to adverse human actions which prematurely ended its earthly life. Yet even this is known to me since eternity, and I do not forcefully interfere so as not to enslave people's will. Nevertheless, the act of salvation will be completed, and everything will come to pass as destined by my eternal plan of salvation. Even the most perfect spirits from the heavens will temporarily embody themselves in order to achieve spiritual progress amongst people, for without such help the latter will be too weak to resist. And then the dead will rise from their graves, that is to say, those who are spiritually totally blind can be awakened and enabled to see through a bright flash of light from above. But then it will be the time of the last days when my return can be expected, which was constantly proclaimed by seers and prophets. And prior to my coming the greatest light on earth will shine in modest apparel. Yet again it will proclaim me as he had done before my appearance in the flesh on this earth, before I commenced my teaching of people to whom I wanted to bring the gospel. He was my forerunner and will be it again. You humans will recognize him by his words. After all, He will be using the same words and will testify of me as he once did before. His spirit will return to earth in order to fulfill the law whereby he is to precede me in complete awareness of his origin and his task. He understands everything and also knows his earthly fate, which he will not avoid as it is part of the act of salvation, in which he will participate for love of the unredeemed. He knows that his mission is only fulfilled with his death and has no other desire but for final unification with me, his Lord and Master, his friend and brother, his Father since eternity. And once he appears, the end will be near, for I will follow him shortly and fulfill my proclamations. However, my return will be the final act before the earth's total destruction and everything that lives on it. Then comes to pass what is written. A new heaven and a new earth will arise where I will dwell in the midst of my own, where there will only be one shepherd and one flock, because all those who live will be united with me and allow my presence. For all children on the new earth will be my children, to whom I will come myself to bestow utmost happiness on them. Amen.